Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, good afternoon. And excuse me. This is Lock and Load. This is one of the side effects of when you raise bonsai and weather goes up and down and all the other stuff. Your throat is constantly busy. But I digress. One of the crimes that I don't see being really, truly addressed in any way, shape, or form, it's almost like everything is put in place for after the crime. But it is the most anticipated of assaults. The most anticipated type of assault, and that's stalking. And joining me now is a victim of stalking, and she's also a member at the Crime Prevention Research Center, and her name is Nikki Gozer. Good afternoon.
Hello there, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Nikki and I did not go to SHOT Show because we don't like catching the crud.
Yeah, it's the SHOT Show crud.
I guess
I've gotten it several times.
Yeah, well, I mean, I caught COVID in 2020, but I mean, I always came back sick, no matter what it was. And it's not the, you know, they say it's not the airplane because the airplane is scrubbing the air that's in there all the time. So it has to be on the floor, right?
Yeah, that's what I tend to think. Yeah, it may have just been a coincidence, but. It was not pleasant coming back from SHOT Show.
I think the SHOT
Show. I may try again next year, but not this year.
I got you. So, let's talk a little bit about your stalker, and not so much the individual, because the individual is irrelevant. What he does is the relevant stuff. With the stalker, were you aware of him and his stalking, the fact that he was stalking you?
Well, just to give you a short rundown of my story, my husband, Ben, was murdered in front of me by a man who was stalking me. This man was a customer of mine. Ben and I ran a mobile karaoke business
right.
In the evening, part-time, and it was mostly just for fun. We made a little extra grocery money, but this particular man, I only knew his first name. He would come out and sing, and he became somewhat of a regular on karaoke nights. And, you know, he seemed like just any other customer at first, but he started sending me social media messages. At first, it seemed, you know, normal, nothing that stood out, but then it progressed into a different light. And he started to send me messages that were inappropriate. I think what most women would categorize as creepy or flirtatious. And it got to the point I had to delete and block him. And Ben had asked him nicely to leave me alone. And did I realize I was being stalked? No, I did not realize I was being stalked until the very night that this man shot and killed my husband right in front of me and in the middle of a busy restaurant in front of 50 patrons. It was a gun-free zone. Because of Tennessee state law at that time, I had to leave my legal handgun that I normally carried for self-defense locked inside of my vehicle. And, you know, I'll always wonder if I could have prevented that. I'll never know because I was stalked and defenseless. And, but yeah, this guy, he was just a customer. And I did not realize that he was stalking me, until that very night. that night when I saw him in the crowd, I realized at that moment, this man does not belong here. I've made it clear I want nothing to do with him. Ben has asked him to leave me alone. What is he doing here? I had never seen him at that particular venue before. So I told Ben, I said, look, that, you know, that man is here, Ben, and I don't feel comfortable. I'm going to ask management to remove him. And Ben was very supportive. He said, okay, babe, do whatever you need to do. And I went to go get the manager.
Yeah.
And I told them, this man is stalking me. I need your help. Can you please get him out of here? Here's what he has on. And when they went to confront him and they asked him to leave, I could tell he was not wanting to comply. And he then pulled a .45 from a shoulder holster under his jacket and came up behind Ben and shot him in the head. Ben fell to the ground and he stood over Ben and fired 6 more rounds into him. So no, I did not realize for a while. I think the stalking had been going on for a little while. But I just thought the guy was really creepy. But no, I realized that night I was being stalked.
Now we're going to get into the details of the aftermath. So, and you did talk about your legally owned firearm. You had a permit to carry in Tennessee, right?
Yes, I still do.
But and
we have constitutional carry in Tennessee now,
right?
And I just choose to have the permit for reciprocity because I travel so much.
Sure.
But yeah, I still carry every single day.
But you weren't allowed to at that time because they had this rule, which we had here in South Carolina, which is you could not take a weapon into a place that served alcohol, which there's a lot of presumptions right. I might make about you being going in there and just having a drink in each hand and just drinking until, you know, one in each hand until you pass out and then only one at a time after that. I just don't see that as you. I don't see that way. So,
No. In the state of Tennessee, it is already in the law. You cannot carry and have any alcohol in your system whatsoever. So the law has changed now in Tennessee. As long as you got your handgun carry permit and you are legally able to carry a firearm, and as long as you are not drinking alcohol, you can now carry in restaurants that also serve alcohol. They're still allowed a posting provision. So if a business owner says, you know what, I don't want people carrying here, they can put up a sign on their front door saying no guns allowed, you know, and that's their decision. But at least it's no longer state law.
Right. Well, we're going to talk about this because when you look at what happened to Carol Bowne in New Jersey, where she was stalked. She was stalked by an ex-boyfriend, and she was in New Jersey, so she was at a real big disadvantage. And the cops were aware of her stalker, who was her ex-boyfriend, and she tried to get a permit to get a gun, and they did everything they could to keep that from happening, and then she got murdered in her driveway. And I look at these as fully preventable crimes. Because this is, as far as I know, this is the only kind of homicide where there's some precipitating events that the victims may be aware of who can then share that with the cops. And in your case, no. But anyway, we're going to get into this. Nikki works at the Crime Prevention Research Center. That is the home of where all the good John Lott data comes from. And say a prayer for John Lott and his family. His mother passed away this morning. Right before, 96 years old. What a glorious life that must have been. 96 years. But, you know, say a prayer for his family because they lost their mom today. So, hey, talking to Nikki Gozer, we're going to talk about stalkers. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to Nikki Gozer from the Crime Prevention Research Center. I always get that wrong whenever I'm talking to John. I always call it...
Well, don't feel bad. A lot of people get it wrong. Yeah, it's the Crime Prevention Research Center, and our website is crimeresearch.org.
Thank you. But John will be on, and I'll be like, you can find him at the Crime Research Prevention Center. And John just jumps right in there and straightens me out, as he should. The Crime Prevention Research Center, which is chock full of data that makes it clear that guns are not the problem. We are in the middle of the 19th annual National Stalking Awareness Month. I mean, with what you went through, Nikki, how involved are you with that nowadays?
I try to stay pretty involved. I kind of branched out a little bit more, and I helped Tennessee get a new law in the books last year. It's the Lifetime Order Protection Law. I know people think, well, you know, it's just a piece of paper, and you are absolutely right. It is just a piece of paper, and you should never, ever completely rely on an order of protection. You should absolutely take measures to protect yourself, and I believe the best way to do that is to get professional firearms training, have situational awareness training, carry a gun for self-defense. But you need to understand the law in your state about justifiable use of force. You need to know the law as far as using a gun for self-defense, because you don't want to get in trouble with the law. You need to truly understand when you're justified to use a gun to protect yourself or others. And, you know, I think the order of protection is important in this situation, you know, for very, very serious, you know, violent crimes. These victims are devastated and they're scared. And I don't think a lot of people realize this, Bill, but extremely violent offenders are released from prison every single day in this nation. They are let out. And my stalker is going to be released in less than 10 years right now. And that's terrifying for me. This man continued to stalk me from prison. He has sent, for years, he has sent twisted love letters to me, and the feds charged him with federal felony stalking. And he just pled guilty to that. And so now he has two felonies on his record. But even with that, he's still going to be set free. And I am very, very concerned for my safety, and not only myself, but I'm concerned for others, because this is not a stable human being, and this is someone who has already proven what he is capable of. So, you know, I try to help victims of violent crime. I'd like to see more of these laws changed, where there is a lifetime order of protection option for victims of very serious violent crime, and there is due process involved. I mean, you have to petition for it, and you have to meet a certain criteria. It must be someone who has been convicted of a violent felony, and you must be the victim or the victim's family, and you still have to petition. You have to go before a judge, make your case, and I was the very first Tennessean to be granted the lifetime order of protection. But I also understand that it's only a piece of paper. And I do think it serves a purpose. If for some reason that violent offender decides to come looking for you to harm you, you know, I hope no one would ever have to use a gun to protect their life or the lives of others. But if that were to happen, you know, a lifetime order of protection, I would think, would be a pretty solid defense. Well, to show that you have done everything possible to keep this person away from you.
Well, I am sure.
And they chose to ignore it.
I am sure that you've had a few conversations with both lawmakers and law enforcers about that. And surely when you get out there, especially in your case, I mean, this dude, obviously, with the exception that he's incarcerated, he doesn't care what anybody knows about his intentions, does he?
Yeah, I don't think this man cares about the law whatsoever. Yeah. And that's what is really terrifying. I mean, this man murdered my husband in a restaurant full of people in front of everybody. Yeah. He didn't care.
So in your case, I would think that would mean that if you did have to defend yourself, I mean, you have essentially laid out the mitigating factors to having to do it, or you've had them laid out by him for you, and you've just worked within the system to do it. Is that the way they're going to regard this if it does unfortunately come to that?
You know, I hope it never comes to that.
Sure.
But I can honestly say I have done everything within the law to keep this dangerous person away from me and away from those that I love. But you know what, Bill? You can only do so much. Yeah. Like, when you get pushed into a corner, you feel like your life is in danger. You know, you're in imminent danger.
Right.
You know, you've got to be able to protect yourself and your loved ones. And law enforcement understands that. I think any reasonable court understands that. And, you know, I believe in the basic human right of self-defense. And this person has been warned.
Well, we'll see. We're definitely going to see. We're going to talk about, I want to know what you tell to certain groups in the next segment. I want to know how you approach this, because you lay out some statistics in the article with Fox News, like 1 in 3 women will experience stalking. 1 in 6 men will experience stalking. How dangerous is this? I mean, it sounds very prevalent. And at the same time, how often is it prevented, or are any preventative measures available, that kind of thing? And that's what I want to find out, because I find this to be a crime that should be stopped. I don't consider this to be unstoppable. But I mean, the protection order that you have, to me, is the same thing as a gun-free zone sign. And that's unfortunate, because for you, since you don't travel around with 3 cops with you all the time, that means you're going to be left to your own devices. But
yeah,
let's talk.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
Yes, it is. I've thought about this many times. Nikki and I've had this discussion many times, and there's never a silver lining to it. But we'll be right back. Nikki is she works at the Crime Prevention Research Center. That is what was the website?
CrimeResearch.org.
Be sure and get it right, because don't be like me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. The White House is urging Congress to quickly raise the nation's debt limit to keep the U.S. from defaulting on payments. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Republicans cannot use this issue as a way to cut social programs.
To cut Social Security, to cut Medicare, and to cut Medicaid.
The U.S. expected to hit the borrowing limit on Thursday. President Biden, frustrated with his administration's response to the discovery of classified documents in a former private office and his Delaware home. NBC News reporting that the president also upset with the backlash he's receiving after the documents were found. You can expect to see prices continue to rise. That's according to the CEO of one of the world's largest consumer goods companies. Unilever head Alan Jope made the comments during an interview at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. He said the market may be at peak inflation, but probably not at peak prices. John Schaefer, USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Nikki Gozer from the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org. And Nikki has been and continues to be a victim of a stalker. But how, in your travels since all of this has happened, in your appearances and in the things you do and look at and research and talk about, 1 in 3, what are the real numbers? I mean, that sounds like really good betting odds. How prevalent is this for females?
Yeah, those are the stats, according to the Stalking Awareness and Prevention Center, SPARC. Yeah, that seems pretty high, doesn't it? 1 in 3 women and 1 in 6 men potentially being stalked in their lifetime. I feel like it's a really important topic to cover. And, you know, my situation was extremely severe. Now, are they all going to be that severe? No. You know, when I say stalking is commonly defined as a pattern of behavior directed at a specific person that would cause a reasonable person to feel fear for the person's safety or the safety of others, or suffer substantial emotional distress. So if you ever question whether you're being stalked, you have to really stop and ask yourself if what is happening is scary, distressing, not the first incident, and targets the same person as you. You know, is it something that makes you feel distressed and extremely uncomfortable? And some of the tactics that are used by stalkers, you know, I can give you a few more stats if you want.
Sure.
Unwanted phone calls. 76% of women experience that. 75% of men experience that. The stalker approaching or showing up someplace where you are. For women, that's 61%. For men, that's 49%. Followed, watched, 60% for women, 36% for men. Sent messages or emails, 56% for women and 60% for men. You know, there's sending gifts and cards and letters. There's actually, you know, sneaking into someone's home or car and left a sign, you know, of presence. And then there's also the use of GPS technology to track locations. I wrote about this. You know, the Apple AirTag all over the news because stalkers have used them to track down and find the object of their obsession. And there are actually lawsuits right now about that. And, you know, I kind of view this like people wanting to sue gun manufacturers. I don't blame the object. I blame the stalker. I blame the murderer.
Right.
I don't blame the object. You know, I have Apple AirTags and they come in very handy because I want to be able to find my keys occasionally when I misplace them. And my luggage has been lost before at the airport and I want to be able to track my own luggage and it's wonderful for that. So I do believe they have a real use that is very handy for law abiding people. But unfortunately there are evil people in the world that use these things for nefarious purposes. And, you know, it's unfortunate that it happens. So let's talk a little bit about how these things escalate. You know, the messages that I received from my stalker initially, like I said, they were creepy and flirtatious. So how does something creepy and flirtatious escalate to something as severe as murder? Well, I can tell you how. Obsession, jealousy, and mental illness. And somewhere along the lines, you've got to really stop and ask yourself, or at least I do, it's like, how was this person raised? You know, like, you go and take an innocent human life like that, that's pretty evil. And to do it in front of their spouse, you know, to force their spouse to see that, to have that mental image in their mind forever, that's incredibly evil. So yeah, I believe there's evil in the world. But, you know, there's so much advice out there and I'm not going to give you all of the websites for these people that give advice on stalking. You can figure out yourself who is giving advice to stalking victims. But I did my own research after this happened to Ben and I, and I noticed that, you know, there's so much advice out there. And they basically tell people, especially women, because women are the ones who are stalked mostly, to tell these people to change their lives dramatically for safety. And there's one piece of advice that's consistently ignored or minimized by these so-called experts, and that's the basic human right of self-defense. And like I said, it is my own opinion that getting professional firearms training, and you've got to learn situational awareness. You've got to practice because you don't want to hurt an innocent bystander. I think it's really important to be able to protect yourself because, look, when seconds count, the police are likely minutes away.
Yep.
Could be hours away, depending on where you are. And, you know, if you're out in a rural area, it could be a long time before police show up. And even law enforcement understands they can't be anywhere and everywhere at any time. At the end of the day, you are your own first responder. And I really hope that the opinion piece I wrote, you know, for Fox News, I hope when people read this, you know, I hope women decide, you know what, I need to protect myself and I need to go get the training. I need to learn about the law and take my safety into my own hands. But I also hope the men that read this think about the ladies in their life that they love and cherish and care about and encourage those women to get the training and really take responsibility for their own safety.
Well, I know some of the people you have trained with, and I know that you have if you practice as you're a tactical response alumnus, who else have you trained with?
Oh, goodness. I've been to several. I can't remember all everyone, but I've been to Front Sight.
Yeah.
I did their 4-day training course, and that was fantastic. But, yeah, I think it's really important. And a gun is a great equalizer. I think women actually get more, they get more benefits from carrying a gun than men, because let's face it, women are just not as, in general, we're just not as strong physically as men. And it would be very easy for a man just with his bare hands to overpower a woman. And as a woman, you've got to be very careful when you carry a gun. Your job is not to go and apprehend the person that is a threat. Your job is to keep that threat away from you and have the situational awareness so that you can react and not let that threat get near you and protect yourself if need be. But that gun is a great equalizer. It puts a female on equal footing against a male attacker. But, you know, like I said, it's really essential to understand the laws in your state regarding justifiable use of force. I don't want people to just go and get a gun and be like, oh, okay, my state has constitutional carry, so I'm just gonna carry. No, I mean,
you can
you
do that.
Need to go get the turn. You can, you but, can but I you, don't you, think it's smart.
Well, I mean, you need to do like, people need to do like you've done. Because training not only teaches you when to shoot, but it also puts in your head that there's instances when you don't. And that discriminator is not something that you just know. Talking to Nikki Gozer about stalking, you can find her work at the Crime Prevention Research Center. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Nikki Gozer from the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org, and I just lost her. How did I just lose her? Try to get her back.
Hello?
Did I lose you?
Yeah, you lost me.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Well, we got you back. Anyway, that was really fast getting back on my part. Very technically proficient. I'll praise myself later. In your article, you state at the top of it, 78% of stalking victims take action to protect themselves, but experts ignore right of self-defense. This leads me to believe that at this particular moment, there are no documented cases of stalking victims actively defending themselves against stalkers and, you know, terminating them while they're being stalked. Is that the case?
No, there are people who have been able to protect themselves, but you know, those people are making that decision on their own. It's certainly not because some of these stalking experts are putting it on their website as advice. Look, I think, you know, some of the advice they give is good and it could be needed. You know, you might need to move. You might need to change your job. You might need to not follow the same routine. You might need to change your name. You might need to do a lot to completely change your life, which I think is awful that someone would have to do that. Do I want to change my name? No. I like my name. Do I want to move? No, I like my home. Do I want to have to go follow a different routine? No, I don't want to have to do that. I like doing the things I do. You know, I like going to the gym. I like going to visit people that I care about. Do I want to have to go and transform my entire life because someone out there can't understand? No, I think it's horrible that someone would have to do that. But that may be needed. But that advice about the basic human right of self-defense, you know, and the importance of our Second Amendment, I think is so important to put out there and let people decide for themselves what protective measures they want to take. But give them all the information and let them make the decision. Why is this a subject that is seen as so taboo? I just don't understand. Let people make up their own minds, but sure. Give them all the tools, give them all the advice and the resources and let them decide. Guns are not bad. And unfortunately, I think a lot of these groups that are supposed to help victims, I think they're run by people that believe that guns are bad. And I think that's wrong. Guns are not bad. People can be bad.
Yes.
But guns, I know, as a victim of a violent crime, I've chosen to stand up and say, you know what? I don't blame the gun. I blame the murderer. I blame the stalker. And guns are used every single day to save innocent lives. I don't think guns are evil. I believe guns are very important in protecting innocent life.
Well, I mean, guns make the difference. If you rely on the police and they show up, the only big, if they don't have guns, well, they better be a MMA heavyweight indestructible fighter if they don't have guns. But, I mean, I think it's silly to sit back and say to yourself, well, I'm not going to carry a gun, but I'll call a guy that carries a gun, and maybe he'll get here in time.
And if the bad guy has a gun, that MMA fighter doesn't stand a chance, I don't think.
Not a chance. Nope, none.
Yeah.
So, you know, as far as this goes, I think stalking is a crime that is the most insidious to me. It's right up there with pushing drugs, except the focus and the single-mindedness of it. And, I mean, for somebody that's getting stalked, you've already had, once you become aware of it, your life has changed forever, isn't it? You're always going to wonder.
Yeah, it's a lot of it is, well, for a lot of stalking victims, it's fear of the unknown. For me, I know what he's capable of. He's already proven that. So, yes, there's still a fear of the unknown once he's released. But I also have a very, very justified concern about my safety and my loved one's safety based on his past behavior. But yeah, I mean, it's terrifying. You know, I think it's 72% of stalking victims were threatened with physical harm. I was not. Ben was not. That man never threatened us. Never made a single threat. His behavior was creepy and flirtatious.
Right.
Yeah. And that escalated to murder. So it doesn't necessarily have to be threat of physical harm for this to be very dangerous. And I do want people to understand that. You know, I think a lot of people will joke around about stalking. And I get it. You know, you'll hear stuff like, oh, I think this person's so cute, I've been Facebook stalking them. You know, people make jokes about it, and I get it, but real stalking, it is very terrifying. And 84% of stalking victims have felt fearful, threatened, or concerned for their safety. And I don't know, it's 1 in 7 stalking victims actually have to relocate. Having to relocate is, that's devastating for people. It costs a lot of money to have to relocate. I mean, if you own a home, you know, think about that. You've got to pay a real estate agent. You've got to pay movers. It's your time. You might have to end up paying capital gains tax. It's just a hot mess. And, plus, you're fearful, you know, what if I spend all this time and money and effort and move and this stalker finds me? And I've gone all through all of that for nothing. And, you know, like in my state of Tennessee, they have a program through the Secretary of State's office, the Address Confidentiality Program. And I may very well have to do that a year before my stalker is released. Do I want to have to do that? No, I don't want to have to do that. Do I want to have to change my name? No, I don't. If I do that, I'm never going to be able to speak about the importance of protecting yourself and being a victim's rights advocate in public ever again. Because he'll just show up where I'm giving a talk.
Right.
He'll show up where I'm doing a book signing. And then he found me. So yeah, it's terrifying. And, it can totally change your life and the way you function and the people you are around. You know, I don't want anyone that I love being harmed by him. Anyone who's around me, if he shows up, could be harmed.
Well, I mean, in your case, unless you seek to avoid it, that means you have to prepare to confront it. And I don't know what the answer is. I wish I did, because if I did, I certainly would give it to you, and I would make sure that it went the way I thought it was going to go. But, I mean, the worst thing about, and Nikki Gozer is a delightful young lady, for those of you who have never met her. And the fact that every time I have a conversation with you, I sit back and I say, this is still in motion. This is still going to happen. This is still happening as we speak. Well,
this is what, Bill, this is what is so frustrating with our criminal justice system.
Yeah.
I can honestly tell you, I hope I can say this word, the criminal justice system sucks.
Okay.
It does.
Yeah.
The fact that someone can commit murder like this, you know, stalk someone, commit murder like this, and then stalk them from prison, and our criminal justice system sets them free, it just blows my mind. I cannot understand why they keep putting these violent offenders back out on the street.
I have a theory about
that. Very, very dangerous.
And we'll have to talk about that next time. We're running out of time. Thank you for taking the time to join me today and tell this story once again.
Yeah, absolutely. And make sure that you're listening. Check out our website at crimeresearch.org.
For those of you listening to this on podcast, the link to this article will be in the show notes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.